You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Kasama po natin sa studio ngayon ang bagong, medyo ilang buwan na siyang narito, trade attaché ng Pilipinas sa Australia. Ang pangunahing siyempre tungkulin niya ay ang itaguyod o ipromote ang mga produktong Pilipinas rito sa Australia. Magandang umaga muli sa iyo, Alma Argayoso.
Magandang umaga muli sa iyo, Ronald. At magandang umaga din sa lahat ng ating mga tagapakinig.
Yes, welcome to Australia, kahit nung July ka pa rito. At saka, yes. Welcome to SBS.
Maraming salamat. Yes,
malaking
karangalan. Thank you for having me.
Yes. Unang-una, pakilala muna tayo. Background tungkol kay Alma bago tayo. Marami tayong pag-uusapan. We have the more than 20 minutes para pag-usapan ng negosyo. Pero sino ba si Alma Argayoso? At anong background mo?
Well, okay. So basically, I'm the special trade representative, or she said the trade attaché here of the Philippine government to Australia. Mm-hmm. And I was, this is a new assignment for me. But prior to this, I was assigned in the Netherlands and then Indonesia. And basically what we do is we promote the products and services of the Philippines. We advance the interests of the Philippines in terms of the economic interest of the Philippines. And our work basically has three pillars, and that is trade and investment promotion. So for export, we help exporters be able to access the market. Mm-hmm. And then for investments, we encourage investors to invest in the Philippines. So we basically promote the products and services of the Philippines and the investment opportunities in the Philippines. Another pillar of our work is all about trade policy. Mm-hmm. So bilateral negotiations, especially in certain areas where we do negotiations, like in ASEAN or in the WTO. Another aspect of our work is commercial intelligence, because information is very, very crucial. So we provide information to our stakeholders, to Philippine companies, so that they could make informed decisions in terms of their business ventures. So in terms of our services, we provide business matching activities. Mm. So we match Philippine companies with potential partners in Australia. We also do, assist companies who are participating in trade fairs. So we organize trade fairs, business missions. So all of this really in because of promotion, you know, promoting the products and services of the Philippines.
Having said all of those things, Alma, no, nasa Australia ka. So how would you describe the current situation of the trade relations between the Philippines and Australia?
Well,
pagkakalam ko, surplus ang Australia, no? Negative kayo,
yes,
na negative ang,
yes,
Pilipinas.
Yes.
So ano na ngayon nangyayari?
Yeah, so our trade with Australia is just, you know, $2 billion US dollars. So I think there's still a lot of potential. So marami pa tayong magagawa at dapat gawin para talaga mapalakas yung ating trade with Australia. Mm. And yes, you're correct there that Australia has always been, you know, has a trade surplus. Mm. We always have a deficit. But that's fine because very promising naman yung nakikita natin,
yes,
in terms of the prospects here in Australia. So that's why we need to work hard to be able to promote the products that we have here. And it's ano naman yan, mutually
two-way.
Beneficial,
yeah, two-way.
And we're basically, kung ano yung mga kailangan natin, nakukuha natin from Australia, like, you know, crude oil, yung coal,
dairy,
meat.
And ano naman ang pinoprovide ng Pilipinas sa
ngayon? So marami tayong in-export na mga automotive products to Australia.
Pero
batteries. So we have electronic equipments that we export here. In terms of agriculture products, we export a lot of coconut products. So you can see these products even in the mainstream supermarkets now. So we have a lot of the coconut oil, the VCO.
Coconut water, nasa
coconut
Woolworths.
Coconut water, yes. Available nasa Woolworths. Nasa Kohl's, yung ating pineapple products. We also have coconut chips, coconut flour. So all types of coconut products.
Binanggit mo yung sa battery, one of the biggest battery operators here or manufacturers in Australia is a company owned by Filipinos. Do you still consider that as part of Filipino investments or Australian lang ano nun?
It's an Australian, it's an investment in Australia. No? They've been here for many, many years already, more than a decade already.
20 years
na nga. So so that really shows their commitment also to
pero
the Philippine-owned
company. Yes,
but it's a Philippine-owned company. And what they do is, you know, they import nga the batteries and all of that. So that contributes a lot to the export receipts that we generate.
And you mentioned some agricultural products like coconut.
Yes.
Ano na yung sitwasyon ngayon ng mangga and saging na for so many years hanggang ngayon, despite pushing it, talagang binabawalan kayo ng Australia. Nakakapasok na ba ngayon yung saging at mangga? Give us an update.
Yes, I'm very happy to report that of course yung sa mangga, pwede yang makapasok dito.
Pwede
in fact, we have concluded yung protocols for the entry of mangoes to Australia. So ang next step na natin talaga ngayon is maghanap na ang importers. And there have been a few interests.
Reasons ang pinakamalaki sa Pilipinas, nakakapasok ba sila rito? Hindi.
Yung ating mangga. Kasi we need to really promote and market, find buyers. We have matched them nga. We have some companies in the Philippines that we have matched with some interested parties. So pinag-uusapan nila ngayon yung presyo.
Okay.
Because, you know, the mangoes here are, you know, coming from India and all that. Medyo mura siya. But yung mangga naman talaga natin is napaka-espesyal. So we cannot compare.
Yun ang namimiss ko, mangga
so,
natin.
So, lalabas kasi siya because it has to be shipped by air, you know? So, lalabas siya na talagang napakamahal. Well,
hindi pwede ng ship yan by barko?
Hindi pwede kasi masisira siya. It's highly perishable. And the transit time is more than 2 weeks. So, we're able to do that in some other countries like Japan kasi 1 week lang yung transit time. But for Australia, hindi siya pwede. So, it really has to be shipped by air. So, doon po nagmamahal yung presyo.
Okay.
So, lalabas siya na parang ang presyo niya is parang ginto na siya dito. No, so we then of course we have to do a lot of education or awareness campaign kung ano yung kaibahan ng ating mangga. Kasi why would they parang prefer mangoes from the Philippines as compared to other mangoes, you know? Because yung presyo talaga is talagang magiging mahal siya. So we can market it as parang very premium siya, no? But again, we need to be able to really convince certain buyers.
Pero
to
may
take this
may mga
on.
Kausap na yung Philippine government, private to private ba yan o
yes,
support
it's
ng
private
gobyerno?
To private, we're helping them. We're linking up, you know, them up with certain suppliers in the Philippines, trying to make interventions in terms of the pricing and all of that, and in terms of, you know, mga cheaper options for them to ship the products. So that's a process that's ongoing.
So can we see Philippine mangoes soon or medyo matagal pa yan?
We hope so. In fact, talagang yung ating mga kausap gusto siyang maparating sa June, which is the Philippine Independence Day natin. But medyo siguro mahihirapan tayo. But it's an ongoing process, and would like to of course announce kung if there are interested parties out there who are listening, kung kayo po ay interesado o may mga kilala kayo na interesado na bumili ng ating mangga from the Philippines, so imported from the Philippines, please let us know and we will be very glad to help you.
So, medyo relax ang inspection yan from Australian side o ganun pa rin ka-stringent?
May may protocols yan na, okay, na ipa-follow.
Yung sa saging naman, isa sa mga issue pa na maselan.
Oh, yung sa saging naman, we've recently discussed this in a meeting with the Australian government in Canberra. And again, it's a process that's ongoing. Mm. So we're discuss the protocols and we're trying to comply with all of those protocols para makapasok siya.
Okay. Alma, alam natin lumalaki yung population ng mga Pilipino dito sa Australia. We're one of the fastest growing groups here, no? At minority groups here sa Australia. I think reaching to 350 na ngayon, more than, and many of them are students going here. Mm. Well, syempre, it means that lumalaki rin ang demand for Philippine goods, di ba? Dahil syempre, nahanap-hanap ng mga Pilipino dito, mga pagkaing Pilipino or, di ba? Mga produktong Pilipino. Anong nangyayari at anong ginagawa ninyo just to promote Filipino food or Filipino products, specifically sa mga Philippine market?
Okay. So, dito sa Australia, napakaganda na na-mention mo yan, di ba? Kasi meron tayong event sa Melbourne, yung Melbourne Food and Wine Festival. Mm. It's one of the biggest events, you know, food events in the world na talagang binibisita ng mga tao. It's a global event and during that event, magkakaroon po tayo ng isang parang Filipino dining experience. This is organized by a group of entrepreneurial women, the Entre.Pinays, and they are going to have a barrio type of Filipino dining series.
Okay.
And chefs from the Philippines will be coming in from Manila, also from New York, and then we also have chefs in Melbourne.
Wow.
And so for this event, they will be serving, you know, they will be serving Filipino food. It's a 6-course menu of Filipino food. And so by means of that, we really hope to promote the Filipino cuisine.
So, nandiyan yung mga non-Filipino brands like Mamacita, siguradong kasama dyan. O iba-ibang brands ang ipopromote ninyo?
Iba-ibang brands ang ipopromote as, you know, the ingredients, you know. And then, we also have yung spirits natin, yung crafts spirits natin. We have, I think, San Miguel coming in as a sponsor. Really the objective is to promote Filipino cuisine, you know, to mainstream it. Kasi hindi masyadong kilala.
But yan, mga one-off activity yan. May nakaset plans na ba kayo na maraming food festival? Laging kasama yung Pilipinas dyan.
Oh, yes. In fact, for the year, una-una muna pinopromote natin yung ating trade fair sa Philippines, yung international food exhibition sa Philippines that's organized by SITEM, which is a DTI attached agency, and we're helping them of course invite buyers. Mm-hmm. So yung mga importers natin, gusto natin makabisita sila sa Manila to really visit the event to source Philippine products and services. Kasi ang ating mga importers, parating naghahanap sila ng mga bagong produkto na pwedeng dalhin at in addition to all those products that we have here, you know, like, you know, the toyo, esuka, and all that, they're already here. But ano pa yung mga produkto natin na nandoon sa Pilipinas na pwede nating dalhin dito?
Okay.
So we're promoting that, yung International Food Exhibition in Manila, and that's going to be in May 24 to 26 po yan. At doon po sa food exhibition na yan, we are also inviting, I would like to also organize a seminar, no, on Australian food regulations para matulungan yung ating mga exporters na malaman nila kung ano yung mga regulations sa Australia para mas mapadali na maparating natin ang ating mga produkto dito sa Australia. So that's going to be in May. Yung food festival sa Melbourne, yung Barrio Filipino Dining Event, is going to be on March 9 to 13. So March 9, merong silang parang Filipino Food Street event. March 10, may master classes.
Maraming activities
ating
talaga.
Chefs.
Nakakagutom to.
Yes.
Yung pag-usapan muna natin. So isa lang yung sa mga aspeto, yung mga pagkain na itinutulak nyo. Aside from food, ano pa yung mga tinutulak ng Pilipinas?
Yes. Oh, meron tayong franchising seminars na, in fact, this the one is going to happen tonight. So tatlong events ito promoting franchising. So yung una is yung, well, tonight 6:30 p.m. yung franchising.
And yung RK franchising, no?
Yes, okay. Yes. So franchising seminar sa ACI Central in Campbell Town. And then on the 20th, tomorrow, franchising coffee talk on franchising is organized by us, and also their one-on-one meetings with certain interested individuals. And then on 21, franchising trends and opportunities naman organized by the Australia-Philippines Business Council.
So in other words, no, unlike in the past, ngayon marami na kayong activities, you're full of activities.
Yes, talagang punong-puno ang ating kalendaryo for the whole year.
If you don't mind, hingin namin sa inyo, saka mako-contact Alma para malaman natin kung marami mga katanong yung ating mga nakikinig. No?
Yes.
Kasama po natin ngayon si Alma Argayoso. Siya po ang bagong trade attaché ng Pilipinas dito sa Australia. At mamaya pag-uusapan niya yung isa sa pinakamalaking proyekto nila, ang tinatawag niyang TNK. Kaya excited tayo kung ano itong TNK na yan. Pagkatapos po muna ng ilang mga paalala. Ay, nakikinig sa programang Pilipino ng Radyo SBS. Nagkakasayaan lang kami ng ating bisita dito, si Alma Argayoso. Welcome back again, Alma. At sa natitira pang 8 minuto, marami pa tayong pag-uusapan. Kukulangin yung oras natin. Pero I hope sa susunod pang panahon, makakasama ka namin ulit dito, Alma. No? Bago natin pag-usapan yung TNK, may isa pa akong gustong tanungin. Kasi isa sa mga tinatawag natin silent exports sa Australia ay ang Business Processing Operations, o BPO. Adalo kung kasama sa domain mo yan.
Yes.
Kasama dyan yung mga call centers at back operations. At lumalaki pa rin, lumalaki ang operations dito sa Pilipinas. Maraming Australian companies na nag-i-invest doon. Kumusta na ngayon yan? At naapektuhan ba ng tinatawag natin na AI? Ang artificial intelligence?
Yung artificial intelligence is one of those things that we're promoting, in fact, you know, in the Philippines. So, tama ka doon na we're really promoting IT BPM services. Mm-hmm. And we are beyond already yung mga call centers. So, mas higher knowledge processing services na.
Hindi lang tagasagot lang telepono.
Hindi na masyado. But meron pa rin. But we really want, you know, yung mas may value add. So, you know, from finance services to health services.
So, BPO center pa rin ang Pilipinas sa buong mundo. Yan pa rin ang natalo
pa
rin ang India.
Yes, okay. Yes. Still a big portion of what we do.
And marami pa rin mga Australian companies na
yes, we have the likes of Telstra, QBE. So, marami talaga. At marami pa rin interesado talaga.
Pagtawag mo lang sa telepono, Pilipino mga
services. Yes, anyway, tama.
Bago tayo magtapos, Alma, pag-usapan natin yung isa sa mga pet project ninyo, yung TNK. Ano ba yung TNK na yan?
Okay, yung TNK natin, ito yung tinatawag namin na trabaho, negosyo, kabuhayan. And these are seminars or information sessions to promote entrepreneurship and to encourage Filipinos, overseas Filipinos, to invest in viable economic activities in the Philippines. Kasi Ronald, kung mapapansin mo, ang you know, lalo na sa ibang bansa, no, marami tayong mga kababayan na nagpupunta doon, sacrificing many things, no, at nagpapadala sila ng pera sa
That's
Pilipinas.
True.
At the end of the day, pagkatapos ng trabaho nila, you know, maybe they're already old and gray, tapos wala naman silang naiipon kasi lahat ng kanilang kinikita ay pinapadala nila sa Pilipinas, and you know, sa Pilipinas, and that creates a culture of dependence. Tendency because ang akala nila doon ay madali lang nakikita yung mga pera. So we really want them to be able to save and then to manage their wealth. You know?
Realistically, Alma, how much money do you need to invest sa Philippines? Yung medyo viable naman na pwede ka nang mag-retire or hindi naman retire o mapalaki yung negosyo.
Well,
kasi ang mentality ng Filipino sa ngayon, yung tingi-tingi, sari-sari store, no? And
yes,
we want to get away with that.
Yes, correct. So may mga traditional forms of businesses, no? Na pag sinabi natin na, oh, mag-abroad ako tapos mag-negosyo ako, magpuputap ako ng sari-sari store, ng FX, you know, computer shop, yung ganon. So ngayon, mas ini-encourage na natin sila na mag-invest in other forms,
like,
you know,
what?
In fact, for instance, stocks, investment in stocks,
okay,
investment in properties, for instance.
Okay.
So, at marami din sa ating mga kababayan nga talaga ang bumili ng mga properties.
Well, pag sabi in investments in property, at least you need 5 million, 6 million, kasi ganyan mga value
mga
ng ano, medyo mahal din yan, di ba?
Oo. Tapos yung sa stocks naman, kasi yung iba natatakot, no, kasi ano ba yung stocks na yan? Kasi parang ang dami nilang kailangan pag-aralan, yung mga ganyan, dividends, yung mga terms pa lang, na-overwhelm na sila. So, pwede mag-start ng mas maliit. Yung ating CitySec Online has a program.
Franchising, kasama ba sa...
Yes, franchising, of course. That's why nga, nandito yung ating mga kasamahan who will give a talk on franchising. Kasi ito ang isa sa pinaka... Well, madali, you know, na negosyo din na pasukin. At kasi yung pag nag-franchise ka ng isang negosyo, naka-set up na lahat,
okay,
'di ba? Meron ka ng concept, meron ka ng sistema. You just have to duplicate that. And in duplicating that, tutulungan ka naman nung iyong kinuhanan mo ng franchise.
Okay. Pag-usapan pa natin 'yan at medyo kulang na tayo ng oras, pasensya na Alma. Marami pa tayong bagay na dapat pag-usapan at sana maging bisita ka namin ulit. Pero bago tayo magtapos, I'll target you na sa huling katanungan ko. Kailan darating ang Jollibee rito?
Okay, yung sa Jollibee at magandang
yung hinihintay ng marami.
Yes, magandang katanungan po 'yan. Talagang hinihintay na ng marami. Sa ngayon po naghahanap tayo
pa-rin
na ang lugar, you know, na pwedeng pwede yung Jollibee pwede siya sa Blacktown or a place somewhere in CBD. So kung may mga nakakaalam po na pwede niyong i-refer sa amin,
so
Sydney, the possible locations.
Sydney talaga ang target, not Victoria, not Queensland, not Melbourne, not Brisbane.
Sydney. Well, Sydney is kasi mas marami dito, 'di ba,
okay,
ng mga Filipinos. Mm. Although we want to eventually we want to mainstream it na parang hindi lang para sa Filipinos.
Just like in London, no, nasa mainstream.
Yes, nasa mainstream.
Pero wala pang definite kasi dati nagpahayag, I remember nilabas namin yung balita, it should be here 2019 or what, pero walang nangyari. 2017 yata, wala pang nangyari.
Mm-hmm.
So wala pang definite ano talaga.
Wala pang definite date for the launching, but they're doing their due diligence and we're looking for partners. So kung may mga nalalaman po kayo na pwedeng gusto.
Alam ko may partner lang, may kausap na kayong partner, 'di ba? Alam ko meron eh.
Ah, meron naman, but of course may mga options pa na tinitingnan kasi kailangan naman na talagang mapag-aralan siya ng mahusay.
Ah, okay. Okay. Siguro on that note, medyo papaalam na tayo, Alma. At maraming salamat sa iyong pagdalo. Huling mensahe bago tayo magpaalam, Alma.
Okay. So ang office po namin, the Philippine Trade and Investment Center, ay narito para magsilbi sa inyo. So kaano man po ang mga katanungan ninyo at na welcome po kayo sa office namin at sana po makita din namin kayo sa aming mga events na gagawin, like yung franchising seminar, yung ating trabaho, negosyo, kabuhayan seminars, yung ating food festivals at yung ating Independence Day celebrations at marami pa pong iba na pwede kong, you know, pag siguro sa pagbabalik ko, pwede kong masabi, no?
Sa puntong yan po tayo, nagpapasalamat kay Alma Argalloso, ang Trade Attaché ng Pilipinas dito sa Australia. At sa ngalan po ng ating mga kasamahan na bumubuo ng programang Pilipino ng Radyo SBS, ako po si Ronald Manila, nagpapaalam at bumabati ng magandang umaga.
sbs.com.au